USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are no plans for a curfew in Kenosha as the city braces for a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The 18-year-old is accused of killing two riders and injuring a third during protests last year. The 12-member jury resumed deliberations today. This as Kenosha residents tell Fox News they hope the verdict doesn't spark more riots.
People are worried that we're going to have the same problem we had burning the city down.
I pray that people aren't going to come in from other states and do more damage.
None of us had any clue that what happened last year was going to happen. And, you know, I think we need to be prepared.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting the United States recorded its highest number of drug overdose deaths in a 12-month period, eclipsing 100,000 for the first time. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One of President Biden's nominees to lead a branch of the Treasury Department was arrested back in 1995.
President Biden's nominee to lead the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, a branch of the Treasury Department, Sally Omarova, was arrested in 1995 for retail theft. A Wisconsin Department of Justice criminal background check revealed Omarova, the president's nominee, was arrested by Madison, Wisconsin police officers on June 2, 1995, and charged with the misdemeanor count of retail theft. In 1996, the charge was dropped through the Wisconsin First Offender Program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna is seeking FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine booster for all adults. If authorized, it would allow for millions of adults age 18 and older to get the third shot. This comes after the CDC has already signed off on Moderna booster shots for those at-risk groups, such as the elderly. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The man who calls himself QAnon Shaman is being sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for trespassing at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Jacob Chansley was given 41 months behind bars on Wednesday. Chansley, one of the most visible people in the House chamber, bare-chested, his face painted as he carried a spear and wore a horned helmet. Regarding the January 6th committee that's looking into the attack on the U.S. Capitol, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he would have been a fan of it if it hadn't been for Nancy Pelosi pulling a few people off of the committee.
I would have supported this committee, the select committee, if Nancy Pelosi would have allowed Kevin McCarthy to put on the committee who he wanted to put on the committee. That's never done, and you know that. The minority leader always gets to pick who he or she wants to put on their committee. And when Nancy Pelosi refused to let him put Jim Banks and Jim Jordan on the committee, what she did was she delegitimized the committee.
That audio courtesy of CNN. A busy Atlantic hurricane season ends in less than 2 weeks. There have been 21 named storms so far and 7 hurricanes. The average for a season is 14 named storms and 7 hurricanes. Hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.